Last week, after some back and forth, Brigham Young University doubled down on a campus policy forbidding any romantic behavior between students of the same gender. And the decision has left some LGBT students wondering if they should transfer schools. KUER's Lee Hale has the story of one student who came to that conclusion more than a year ago. And a warning, the story does discuss sexual violence.
Chris Taylor wasn't out as gay when he started school at BYU in 2016. He had just finished a two-year mission for The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, which owns BYU.
I tried the dating woman thing for a while. I tried not dating for a while. And I found that my mental health was really suffering. Was in a really rough place. And so my last semester there, or what would become my last semester there, I started dating men. And
while still at BYU?
While still at BYU, yes.
Which is a risky thing to do, right?
It is absolutely a risky thing to do, and also against the honor code.
Yeah, so describe that risk for somebody who might not be familiar.
So, I mean, obviously, the honor code, as it was written then, and it appears as it is written now, forbids any kind of homosexual activity. That means anything from kissing or hand-holding, real chase stuff, to obviously any kind of sexual activity.
Going on a date can put a gay student at risk of getting kicked out of school and their BYU-sanctioned housing. Because of this, Taylor dated in secret. He would meet guys on dating apps, and they would avoid public places when they went out, which he knew was dangerous.
I went on a date with a man, and he raped me. And then later, I was messaged saying that if I didn't continue to have sex with him, I would be reported to the honor code office. And that was really the experience that prompted me to leave BYU. I knew that this is no longer a safe place for me. I also felt really, truly, you know, this was not something that I had wanted to do. I didn't go to BYU planning to break the rules. And it was really sort of eating me up from the inside. And I think a combination of that frustration, guilt, I didn't even really think of it as rape first because I thought it's my fault. I went on a date with a man I wasn't supposed to.
Yeah.
And it took me months to even process that as rape.
Taylor later realized that his attacker, who wasn't a BYU student, could not actually report him and that he may have been safe going to the Title IX office on campus. But even taking that into consideration, he didn't feel there was anyone he could truly confide in. And he didn't feel he was being honest with himself. So he went to tour the University of Utah campus in Salt Lake City.
It was weird at first. There was like things like smelling coffee. Things like that were just a totally different world, seeing beards. and then I saw gay couples on campus. And that was, honestly, I want to say that it was happy, but it was really just disorienting at first.
Mm. Tell me about that disorienting feeling.
I mean, I've heard a lot of people talk about, you know, this like Mormon guilt that you sort of internalize. And I think it's something to do with that. It's this feeling that gay couples don't belong outside, that gay couples shouldn't be seen holding hands or cuddling, things like that. Things that are, you know, I mean, it's nothing sexual, but you feel sort of averse to it, even though it's something you desperately want. It's a really strange feeling.
Despite being a little overwhelmed, Taylor decided to transfer to the University of Utah. It meant leaving behind a full ride scholarship, but thanks to the U's Victim Survivor Advocate Group, he was able to get it back. He says he rebuilt his world, and now he's working with the Out Foundation to help other students do the same. They help queer BYU students with funds for transfer fees and other unforeseen costs. Taylor says he feels really fortunate. He's now a senior. He'll be graduating this spring. And he says the initial shock of seeing gay couples on campus did eventually wear off.
I was able to, you know, go on some really wholesome dates that didn't have any of this kind of fear, you know, go hiking together, go to a restaurant together, and that's it, you know. And that was a really beautiful thing for me, I think.
And it's what Chris Taylor says he wants for other LGBT students who are still hiding like he used to. Lee Hale, KUER News.